This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Authorities are cracking down on impaired driving beginning today at the start of the President's Day weekend. CDOT says nearly 600 impaired drivers were arrested over the same 10-day enforcement period last year. The number of fatalities involved impaired drivers increased last year in Colorado despite the pandemic keeping many people off the road. President Biden is reviewing public lands protections rolled back by the previous administration. CPR's Miguel Otarola reports.
The Department of the Interior on Thursday repealed an order made in Trump's final months in office that hampered a federal program known as the Land and Water Conservation Fund. The Trump administration had added criteria that made it harder to receive funding to buy and develop public lands and waters. The National Park Service will remove the criteria and bring back a grant program for outdoor recreation in underserved urban areas. Some Colorado groups are praising the move as an opportunity to fund several projects. Miguel Otarola, CPR News.
An Aurora police officer has been fired for repeatedly using a taser and punching a man during an arrest last August. Officials say Robert Rosen did not activate his body camera and made no effort to de-escalate the situation at a King Supers store. He had responded to another officer's call for help with a man suspected of trespassing and resisting arrest. Snow showers tonight for Denver, down to 2 degrees. A chance of snow for Colorado Springs and Pueblo, lows of 5 degrees. Vail, down to 20 overnight, 30 in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.